You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
.308 the starting time today, because the Dodgers won their game, everything got kicked back a little bit. So if everybody other than, say, the Guardians and Tigers would have clinched yesterday and we didn't have three game threes today, the word was the Guardians and the Tigers would have been the primetime game tonight, whatever was standing. But now there are three games, so everybody gets moved a little bit. 308 instead of 108, which is better,
much.
I think. So good for them. I'm Jeff Phelps. Dan Menigan's in for Andy today. I still hate the three-game series.
We've talked about this. It remains the truth. What is happening with this three-game series in Major League Baseball is you just got done running a marathon, and they looked at you and said, okay, we're going to determine the winner by a 100-meter sprint.
Yep.
It's just, it might be the same sport, it might be the same idea, but it's two completely different styles that you're living under.
Number to join us is 216-474-0092. We start off with Mark in Cleveland. Hey, Mark.
What's happening, Mark?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Very well, man.
Yeah, once the Guardians get to the bullpen, man, the sooner they get to the bullpen today, the better. I've been trying to call for days since I heard this three-game series thing. I mean, I just don't understand it. It's like you just said, we went on this crazy run to get here. We win the division, and we get a three-game series, man. Are you kidding me? That is totally ridiculous. I don't care what they say. Whatever MLB their excuse is, it has to be changed.
Well, Mark, it's the excuse that they'll give you, and I don't know if excuse is the right word, is the last thing we want is to have the World Series being played in snow. And so how do we get more teams into the playoffs and not have the World Series get played while 3 inches of snow are on the field?
Okay.
And like in that regard, I kind of get it that you're like trying to thread this needle. The cardinal mistake was making this many teams make the playoffs. That was the cardinal sin.
Bingo.
Right.
You know,
I mean, is a 5-game series going to really stretch it that far? I mean, it's 2 days. It could be, no, three probably. 3 days, because you're going to have a game in, you know, day off in between a 5-game series, right? But I don't know. It just seems so unfair. You know, you have a bad game. Like that one playoff series they've had, did they stop doing that?
What'd you say there, Mark? Sorry, I broke
missed you on that, Mark.
The one game series they used to do, one game
for the wild card. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that was crazy that they stopped doing that, didn't they?
Correct. Yeah. They stopped doing it.
Yeah. And so hopefully they'll figure something out. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. It's unfair, and hopefully we win today. Go Guardians.
There you go. Mark, go appreciate that. Again, you played 162 games.
Exactly.
There should be some reward other than a crapshoot of a series, and there isn't. Jeff's in North Olmsted. Hey, Jeff.
How are you, Jeff?
Good afternoon, fellas. How you guys doing?
Well.
Doing well.
Listen, you know what I thought was really cool about Chase yesterday is I heard that he had not taken a live at bat since July. So as much batting practice and in-game, you know.
I don't think that's correct, by the way, because he was in AAA.
Okay, so
we'll double check.
Do we know what that is? Because regardless of the fact, here's the deal. He drops the ball in center field to start the game and then comes back with, he clears it between the ears and comes back with a great 8-pitch at bat in his first major league at bat. Right?
Yeah, so that was a great at bat.
Menegan, you're correct. He hit the ball on AC to center field to line out. And loud outs are great outs. I don't care who it is. That's a great way to start.
Agreed, I honestly hope
that Voter runs the lineup pretty similar to yesterday's game right back. Love Kapus at first. Noel's not making that play on the liner at the end of the game that Kapus made to save that from, you know, potentially scoring a couple of runs. The bully again. Wow. Tim Herron in that seventh inning, that was one of the best innings of the season, in my opinion, watching him get out of that jam because there was so much drama at that point of the game. And to watch him get out of that and weather the storm for us, what I think is going to be interesting today, John, is we cannot allow 15 runners for Detroit to get stranded on base again.
That's a good point.
Because odds aren't in your favor that they're not going to cash in on those opportunities if they present themselves again today.
Jeff, thank you very much.
That's a good point, Jeff.
According to MILB, which is the minor league baseball stats, you're right. Jace DeLauder's last game at bat was July 11th for Columbus against Louisville. And then after he healed up, he went out to Arizona and did all that stuff out there. So how was that for impressive, huh?
That is true on the leaving runners. There were a lot of traffic on the base pass yesterday. Guardians were able to dodge a good amount of it, but there was a lot of traffic on the base pass. But that kind of also comes when you start doing bullpen games. You know,
it's true.
You're always pulling guys in and you're pulling guys out, and especially in tight situations. By the way, that Tim Herron strikeout to end that inning. Woo!
Tim's tough when he's throwing those strikes.
He is.
But that's typical of anybody.
The amount of emotion that a guy who is known for being as stone-faced as possible, he let out a loud yell and everybody was going berserk in that stadium.
Alex is in Boulder, Colorado. Hi, Alex.
Hey, morning, Jeff. Morning, Dan. How you guys doing?
Well.
Real well, man.
So you were talking about the three-game series. I get it. You're not a big fan of it. I'm not that big of a fan of it either, but you have one plus of it. You don't have to face someone like Tarik Skubal again in the series. You get to just kind of go to your bullpen and kind of fight it out. I think the one biggest thing that hurts us the most is having, you know, our games decided by the rest of the other games that are being played in the wild cards. You know, we didn't really know that we were going to play at 3 o'clock today.
That bites. That's a pain in the butt for a lot of people who want to take time off. You're 100% right, Alex.
Yeah. But no, I agree with you, Jeff. It's not great, but I mean, we got to get used to it. And I think that's the biggest plus, is that we don't have to see, you know, star pitchers like Skubal again.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And then, you know, I'm happy that where we're at, we're at. You know, I'm wearing my jersey to work today. I'm going to be cheering like an idiot. I'm two nice. Hours behind here in Colorado, so go Guards.
All right, Alex, have some fun. That means Alex gets the 1 o'clock start today. He had an 11 o'clock start in the first two games.
Yeah, at least you get to sleep in a smidge or get more work done, get slightly more work done.
We have Mike Hargrove joining us at noon, by the way. You're going to enjoy that interview. Jim's in Medina. Hello, Jim.
What's happening, Jim?
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Dan. I think what was really impressive after DeLauder's mishap was Bobby striking out the side, wasn't it?
That was huge.
Massive. And did they showed on TV too, Bobby walking up to him afterward and saying, like, all dugout. Good, buddy, all good. Like, we know the wind's swirling. It's okay.
Tapped him on his chest, calmed him down.
Well, the relievers really got to come through today because I'm a little nervous about Ciccone. He had a pretty rough outing the last time, and he still had a good year and all, so maybe it'll be okay. But now that Smith can't play, they better step up.
You know what, though, Jim? Who's to say Smith can't throw today?
Mm-hmm.
But, he threw, what, Dan, 31 pitches yesterday?
Yes.
And was in trouble. And that let's be fair. Now he's pitched each game of this series. Are you confident in Cade Smith if you have to go to him today?
I mean, I think it's one of those you have him throw a bullpen. Your manager walks up and goes, kid, how's your arm feel? Or have Carl Willis do it. I don't know. Whichever one has the more grizzled voice.
You won't have him throw a bullpen early.
You know.
You'll just have him warm up.
Yeah, warm up. See what the velocity looks like. And I think you go from there, and you got to trust him. The guy's your horse in the back end of that bullpen. Were you okay with him coming in the ninth inning, by the way? After you got that lead?
Yeah. Because I think he was up and warm. That's the thing. At that point, if he's already thrown, well, okay. Then you know, it's kind of the same situation, but then you tack on, you know, that many pitches on top of it. It probably didn't work out the way they anticipated.
Because he got the last out in the eighth, and then they brought him on for the ninth. And I think some of it was just, and I know this is what nobody wants to hear, but some of it was just bad luck. It was the fact that Rocchio hit that bomb with two outs in the or I should say Naylor hit that bomb with two outs in the inning.
Yeah, and all of a sudden it's boom, blown wide open.
Right, and I think it was the next pitch was the out. So before Vogt could even get on the phone and go, hey, get up Allard. Hey, get up, you know, Festa.
Nothing against those guys.
Walking back out.
You already had Cade. You know, he was already hot, right? Having already pitched.
Yeah.
At that point, go for it. You know, but he had some issues in that ninth inning. Wouldn't it be really nice if you have a 7-run lead going into the ninth inning today?
I'm here for that.
Yeah, I'd be here for that as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, you could sign me up for that.
Alex is driving around. What's up, Alex?
Game 3 pleasure cruise. I'm in.
I'm game for that. Hi, Alex.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Well.
Good. I feel like I'm actually in the minority. I personally really do like the wild card series. I don't love the fact that it's a 3-game series, but I love the just the chaos of additional teams in the playoffs and pretty much that a lot more teams have an opportunity, especially teams like Cleveland and Milwaukee, you know, some smaller market teams trying to shake things up. With that being said, the 1 o'clock game times, that's gotta go. It's rough. Honestly, like I feel like we should be starting games. I mean, we should be sliding these at 3, 5, and 7 and 9. Essentially, your earliest game at 3, and let's go. But
you got to maximize every television viewer you can, Alex.
I would be okay with that. Exactly. The bummer is we're at the mercy of TV executives.
Yep, they don't want to overlap.
Bad mercy to be at. Yep.
Right, that's unfortunate. But
I agree completely.
As far as just Cade Smith and the bullpen goes, I mean, it's the same situation as yesterday. You know, it's elimination. Everyone's available, I think, unless, you know, Smith's arm is falling off. I think he'll try to do anything to be on the field today as well.
I would think that's correct.
And even if it is, I mean, if his arm is falling off, goodness, he'd sign up for the bionic arm in no time to get back out there and do it. I mean, that guy wants to be out there, and they want him out there as well. It's going to be interesting to see what they decide to do. I wonder if it's in case of emergency break glass. Like, I wonder if maybe they use him as a fireman in this game, the old Andrew Miller role, where let's say you're in a situation.
It's the sixth inning. We're going to bring you in to get an out.
Sixth inning. I got two guys on and one out. Get me out of this. I'm not giving you a full inning, but I want full bore to get me out of this inning.
I would think they won't do that. I would think they save him. Yeah, unless, let's put it this way, unless the game's out of hand the other way, and they think, man, we got to stop this now. We're down three. We're down four. We can't fall down anymore. Come in and get this out. And if we happen to get to the ninth inning and we have a lead, we'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. That could be. Dick is in Dayton. Hi, Dick.
How are you, Dick?
Hey, Dan and Jeff. Great season for the Guardians. I just can't believe they were like 15 games out
and a half.
It was so cool. It was so cool, and we got a lot. And that coach and everything. And Jeff, as I talked to the Titus and you, thank you because we needed. I like the idea of Gabriel playing on Sunday to get the team motivated, and I think they're gonna do good. You know, we got this stretch, and they go into Pittsburgh, but I think this is a good move that they're making, and I'm kind of happy about it, and go Guardians.
All right, Dick, thank you very much.
Absolutely, Dick.
One of my favorite things about Dick's phone calls, Guardians, 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 left turn. Hey, all of a sudden we're talking about Dylan Gabriel.
Hey, it's all the same city. You're in the same zip code.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.